This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. I mean, you just cannot believe all the things that are going on now, can you? Anyway, it's just, once again, you know, in our world, it's another banner news day. And I welcome your listenership, of course, here on Agenda 21 Radio. So visit our website, a21r.com. And also, we're going to open up the phone line here, 215-867-8255, to talk about anything you want to talk about, actually. Actually, we're going to kind of contain the talking to Paris. What's going on in France? En français. What is happening? En français. And also the border area. The border area is kind of blowing up. And in the third hour, we're going to have David Bossie on, of course, the president's enemies. He's one of the co-authors with Corey Lewandowski. He'll be joining us in the top of the third hour. We're going to be talking about, the enemies and what goes on with all the enemies of the president. And it's really quite a book, and everybody's just buying it like you can't believe. But anyway, he'll be with us in the third hour to talk about that. You know, it's kind of an interesting situation with all the enemies that the president have. And even with some of his friends who are like enemies, right? Like they say, with friends like that, who needs enemies? He's just got all kinds of friends like that. Anyway. Okay, so what's been going on down in Tijuana? At the border, a lot of things. Our own Will Johnson was down there over the weekend, and actually yesterday I was down there doing a lot of reportage about what's going on in Tijuana. He was in Tijuana reporting around the Pueblo Sin Frontera group, the caravan, in other words. in all the different shelters that they have. Now, I don't know about you, but it seems like the people of Mexico treat the illegal foreign nationals that are trying to invade our country much better than we do our own citizens here in California, right? I'm going to make that comparison because it doesn't seem like the state of California has done anything. In fact, and again, I say this because I get the reports from the casualties, if you will, of the Paradise Fire. There's been absolutely no support. And they're just, they're not mystified. They get it. They just understand that, you know, to be a citizen in America, in California, it's a vulgar thing, as opposed, you know, as what Jerry Brown might think. So forget about this protect and defend business. No, it's just get rid of. And so, yeah, when you're standing here, you've lost everything. And I haven't lost everything. I've lost a lot in my life, and I gained a lot. And you know, I think everybody for the pushing, shoving, and so on, that you know, you push-pull thing to get stuff or you earn things, God blesses you, and so on. And then all of a sudden, one day, you're just without. I mean, I don't know that feeling. But I've been around enough people in the last, since the 8th of this month, or actually last month, that I get it. I mean, I have some real empathy for it. And, you know, I was down, we gave a couple speeches this week, and we had a town hall in Butte County, Gridley, on Saturday night. And some of the people that are involved with New California, a lot of people, well, several of the people involved in Butte County lost everything. Everything. When I say involved with New California, they lost everything. I have so much compassion for them. And I feel so strongly and so convicted that, you know, and they're trying to help themselves, but they know one thing, that when the state really should have been responsive to them, their own state that they pay taxes for, they expect they're going to protect and defend them. You know what? Guess what? It wasn't there for them. It doesn't, and quite frankly, it doesn't look like the federal government is even going to be there for them. And a lot of things going on there that are really kind of suspicious, even with the federal government, with their, some of their loans and so on like that. There's supposed to be a safety net. That's my point. If you're in government, we do expect that there is, at times of disaster, when the state can really help us the most. Now, everybody said, what about the first responders? What about them? What are they doing for the people that were displaced? And I think I walked you through this when I went through all this CERT training and all this safety business. We understood that first responding meant also to take care of the victims. And that doesn't seem to work in this case now. Everybody is out there patting themselves on the back about being first responders, and the victims who have been victimized by all this are left out in the cold, literally. Where's the first response to them? We've kind of lost sight of the first responder business. What does it mean to be a, you know, it means to include the victims and take care of them. And the state has failed miserably in California. And they spend billions of dollars on the Office of Emergency Services. And counties have offices of emergency services. And cities have offices. And what have they done here? Zero, zip, nada. And that is the perception of these victims. They've been left to their own devices. And that's just unacceptable for me. Now, I know I'm singing to the choir here, but my gosh. But oh, insult to injury, let's spend millions of dollars on protecting the illegal foreign nationals down in Tijuana that are now being stopped at the border. And who's going to sue to try and get them to come across the border illegally and improperly? Alex Padilla and Javier Becerra. What? Our own state is going to do whatever it can to bring these people across the border illegally. What is wrong with that picture? Plenty. Plenty is wrong with that picture. But that's just the way it rolls. But let's get back into this situation down there in Tijuana. Story that surfaced. This is actually from Thanksgiving. Three teens, two of them from California, killed. Execution style in Tijuana. Two American teens and a Mexican teen were shot to death, execution style, and left outside an apartment building in the Mexican border city of Tijuana, authorities said. The bodies of Christopher Alexis Gomez, 17, and Juan Suarez Ojeda, 18, both of San Diego, California, as well as Tijuana High School student Angel Cid Robles, 17, were found in front of the Lomas Verdes housing complex at 5:50 a.m. on Sunday. That was a week ago Sunday. According to the local news outlet Punto Norte, the three teens were tortured before they were shot in the back of the head. No shell casings were found at the scene, and not a single witness has come forward. Apparently, Gomez was planning to become a Marine. Reports say Gomez and Ojeda crossed the U.S.-Mexican border last Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, to attend a barbecue in Ensenada, the city in Baja. Relatives confirmed that the teams did not make it to the bar. They did make it to the barbecue, but they were supposed to return home that same night. And when they didn't, they contacted authorities. Two Americans dead, execution style. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. Let's see. Other things going on around the border. Guadalajara, Mexico. The U.S. consulate in Mexico City in Guadalajara was attacked in Mexico Second City. Guadalajara was attacked with explosives hours just before a visit to the country by Vice President Mike Pence and his first daughter, Ivanka Trump. The explosion late Friday night damaged a wall but caused no injuries, they said. The investigation has been handed over to the federal authorities. There you go. I'm sure they didn't set it off. That's just the way it works in Mexico. The prosecutor's office for the western state of Jalisco, where Guadalajara is located, made the statement or the announcement on Twitter. The attack occurred just before President Pence and Donald Trump's daughter and advisor, Ivanka, flew into Mexico City on Saturday at the head of a high-level U.S. delegation attending the inauguration of Mexico's new president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Now, it's kind of interesting, and I bring it up because of Obrador's being brought on board. It's been brought to my attention by certain analysts that are close to Agenda 21 Radio in a conversation over the weekend, it's their job, if you will, to peruse certain things, and they've taken it upon themselves to advise me at certain times, of course. Citizen journalists, by the way, and of course, we just are everything about citizen journalists here on Agenda 21 Radio. So Manuel López Obrador, remember, he's the big staunch guy who's going to be so anti-Trump, it wasn't even funny, he's going to be anti-Trump. Kind of just joshing you a little bit. Anyway, here's the problem, as I understand it. And we're going to get more clarity on this as we're going to bring some people on board this week. I'm dreaming of the weekend already. I'm dreaming of Christmas, actually. Anyway, it says the attack occurred just before, So Obrador has realized that he's got a hair trigger economic issue or problem potentially in Mexico. So, if that's the case, you might want to be nice to Donald Trump. I mean, all the combative words that he was using before the election, earlier in the year, you may remember this, we were talking about Obrador and what a problem this could pose for the president and NAFTA. And so, and by the way, NAFTA's gotten a little bit Agenda 21-ish, we've been hearing. This whole NAFTA thing that was revised by the president. We're looking at some sustainability issues in the documents. Sustainability of NAFTA is just not going to work. And I think people are starting to look into the NAFTA deal as almost like a TPP thing. That's my sense of it. I was listening to several interviews of people who are analyzing the documents. And again, there's going to be more coming out, I think, that I'll be able to speak better on. But Manuel López Obrador, as we're starting to look through his papers and his statements and so on, it looks like he's absolutely warming to the United States and Donald J. Trump. I wonder why that is. Because Trump has the economy and he doesn't. Kind of like what China's all about. You know, our own Chris Street said that just recently, you know, G20, Xi Jinping and Donald Trump met. And Chris Street said, well, the negotiations we won the negotiations even before they sat down at the table in terms of, you know, this whole tariff business. Now, the trade war is essentially put on hold for a while between China and the United States based upon this meeting that they had earlier down there at the G20 summit in Argentina. Now, this brings us up to Manuel Lopez Obrador and the circumstances that we described to you on Agenda 21 Radio when this whole caravan, don't you like it the way we just kind of go around these little circles and come back to the same spot? Because it all comes down on Manuel Lopez Obrador. But everybody's kind of, yeah, we're going to rush the border, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And we said on this radio show that our concern is with these Pueblo Sin Frontera caravans, which, by the way, they get paid mighty big dollars to be doing these orchestrated processes of trafficking in human flesh and slavery, which I hope, actually, in our Constitution for New California, that statement kind of gets in there. That's just me. Says the problem is this. Here you have all these caravans are marching up from Central America through Mexico, and they're making a political statement as they travel, you know. Remember Jim Acosta with the president. There's nothing to see here, Mr. President. You just need to get your act together, as Jim Acosta should have been saying. Where is he these days? We don't hear much about him. CNN has kind of pulled him back. Withdrawal method. Anyway, in the case of Mexico, and in the case of their economy and other issues and other things that are going on, such as power and water, we talked about this, that it would be interesting to see all of a sudden what would happen if you just shut or disrupted the economy just a little bit in Mexico, because there's a lot of people out of work right now in Mexico, as I understand it. What would happen to it? Where would people go? What would people do, right? Well, there's a lot of speculation, and they just go north. Now, the potential for the numbers that could come north across the border is about 25 million people, I heard. That's the potential. I don't know about you, that's a lot of millions of people, isn't it? Lots of millions of people. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Think about that at the border. Now there's 7,000. What about 25 million? Heck, you know, just what about a million? What about 500? Think about that. What would happen if they all just decided to march up into the United States? What do you think that would be like? Imagine, and you see, this is what Obrador is starting to see, is that when Donald Trump rushed the troops down there and he hardened the border with all that barbed wire and he shut it down, Obrador got the message. He got the message in a big way as a brand new president just 2 days ago. Shut up. Because the northern invasion is over. Or it will be. And we're going to end it one way or another, Mr. Obrador. And Mr. Obrador, don't think we wouldn't bring your government down. That's what Donald Trump said. You want to play around with the big boys, this is what Donald Trump's doing. So I don't know. That's why I say all of a sudden we're starting to read his speeches and things. And Obrador's going, gosh, you know, I kind of like this Donald Trump guy. Because I do want to have an economy, and I don't want to have riots in Mexico City, and people with these crazy people with these. Can you imagine Mexicans with torches and pitchforks? That's unimaginable. It's almost just as unimaginable as Californians with torches and pitchforks. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, so for all of you socialists out there and wannabe socialists, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Jerry Brown, anybody, they don't even wonder why all of a sudden in Los Angeles and Orange County, homeless people just show up everywhere. What's wrong with these folks? Don't they get it? Reuters 17 hours ago. This is a little rundown of some stories. We'll see if we can get some audio tape because you can hear the screaming bombs exploding. You know what I'm talking about. Worst riots in Paris since 1968. The 68 riots. Kind of like United States. Is Paris burning? This is from Reuters now. Where's the story? Come on, don't do this stuff to me. I hype you, right? The worst riots since 1968. This is what's going on right now in Paris. They got all kinds of pictures. Everything's a picture now in these riots, and it shows all these colorful things. You know, the Arc de Triomphe. It's under fire. Guys throwing hand grenades and all this good stuff. I don't want the slideshow thing going on. What I want is, of course, the storyline. And of course, they just fail on this. Why did they do that to me? I'm taking it personal. Don't do that. Anyway, I'm sorry. When we get our stories pulled up, we pull them up. We have a little list. I got a little list in here on the side of the computer. And when they give you a different story from what you thought you were going to get, it's kind of like, wait a minute, stop, time out. That is not the way it's supposed to be. Two in three people back the yellow vest protest in France. And nearly 80% reject measures proposed by President Emmanuel Macron as insufficient, according to an opinion poll published on Wednesday. That was Wednesday. It was last week. This is when it all started, okay? And I pulled up an older article. Give you some perspective on that. Because I really don't, I really wasn't going to cover the French thing. this is real approach avoidance going on for me. I really wasn't going to do it because it's a socialist thing. I mean, this is all predictable, what's going on with Macron now. It has been. Excuse me. It all has been. 66% of those questioned said they supported the protests sparked by higher, listen to this, fuel taxes underway for the past 12 days, which have seen hundreds of thousands of people take to the streets wearing high visibility yellow jackets. The yellow jackets are here. Now, should we in New California, throw this out there, and should we in New California wear yellow vests? I don't think so. Because, you know, that's the kind of color that runs. We need to come up with a different vest with a different color to signify New California. Pretty good idea, huh? It says only 32% of respondents said they opposed the movement, which has caused economic disruption as demonstrators hold up road traffic. The survey conducted by the Opinion Way group found. Now, I'm not going to broadcast on the radio how you can shut things down, because it's a very simple formula, actually, as it can be organized. I'm not going to do that, because I don't believe in that kind of thing. But I do know, strategically, when I see what I see is something that's going to shut down an entire nation. And it's called a triggering device. Something triggers the population to rear up its ugly head and go, I'm here for your kids, George. That's the kind of stuff they're going to do. And right now, instead of pitchforks and torches in all falls, they've got yellow jackets. Yellow jackets. Like, you know, the yellow jacket, the wasp, right? What's the old saying, Cassius Clay? Muhammad Ali used it. What was that? Fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Well, you know, like a yellow jacket stings. Boy, have you ever gotten one of those? Yeah. Man, they just don't stop, those yellow jackets. And that, I think that's sort of emblematic of what's going on in Paris right now, and in France, because it's getting out of control from what I'm really understanding from what most people are saying. The writing is just not stop. It's not stopping. Now, why is there rioting? Duh. It's because of Macron's economic positions, which is constantly raising taxes. Constantly. So something's going to happen. This always happens to socialist nations. Something invariably happens because you always screw up by adding taxes and breaking people to, and you drive it to the brink. And this is the point. You've run out of other people's money and you want more and you just start taking it. You know, some of our businesses here locally, I know, are paying like 37 cents, 40 cents. Every dollar they earn goes to the state. That's not sustainable. But they don't want it to be sustainable. See, what they're trying to do here in Cal is destroy the economy of California and thus the nation as socialists. And you're seeing this go on right now in front of our very eyes in France. Raise taxes, there's consequences. Raise more taxes, there's more consequences. And you continue this thing going forward with the taxes, the regulations, and you're going to get this. You're going to get pushback from the people themselves. See what I mean? That's what's going on. Socialism at work. This is it. You're watching it. And so the people are pushing back. They're rebelling. It's not a surprise. It shouldn't be a surprise. And that's what's going to happen in this country. Especially when Californians run out of other people's money, which is really right around the corner. And I guess the big question is, do we want to have all that thing going on? I say no and heck no. I say no and heck no. Now, how much time do we have? Oh, I'm going to set you up for the next block. Our very own Jerome Corsi. We call him our very own now, of course, because he's stepping up. He's being very stellar out there, actually, as he's been part of a probe, as you know, of the Bob Mueller. This is the headline I'm looking at, and we're going to come up to the break right now. Probe target hits Mueller with criminal complaint, says special counsel sought false testimony. I hate it when this happens. Bob, we're coming for you, brother. We're coming for you, Bob. Your rope, it's run out. We'll be right back.
Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, it's kind of interesting. We got this whole thing going on with conservative writer Jerome Corsi, our friend. Been on the show, I don't know, but a couple dozen times, actually. I haven't had him on in a long time, but, you know, back in the day. Conservative author Jerome Corsi, this is from Fox News. We're going to get to Shannon Bream in a second. Author Jerome Corsi on Monday filed a criminal and ethics complaint against special counsel Robert Mueller's team, accusing investigators of trying to bully him into giving false testimony against President Trump. The complaint, which Corsi had threatened for days, is the latest escalation between Mueller's team and its investigation targets. The 78-page document asserting the existence of a slow-motion coup against the president was filed to a range of top law enforcement officials, including Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz, and D.C.'s U.S. Attorney Jesse Liu, and the Bar Disciplinary Council. Dr. Corsi has been criminally threatened and coerced to tell a lie and call it the truth, the complaint states. According to Corsi's complaint, they wanted him to demonstrate that he acted as a liaison between Stone and WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on one side and on the Trump campaign on the other regarding the release of hacked emails. God, this release of hacked emails. And the Democrat, the DNC. The complaint states that Mueller's office is now knowingly and deceitfully threatening to charge Corsi with an alleged false statement. This is good. This is good, baby. I'm sorry. I'm just getting a little excited. Here we go. Shannon Bream on Fox News reporting this now.
Robert Mueller is playing hardball with potential key witnesses, and at least one is now threatening to fire back. Roger Stone associate Jerome Corsi tweeting he has instructed his attorneys to file a criminal complaint against Mueller's special counsel and the DOJ for prosecutorial misconduct in his case. Corsi says he rejected an offer from Mueller's office to plead guilty to lying to investigators about his alleged interactions with WikiLeaks.
If the United States has come to it, I'll spend the rest of my life in jail, but I will not swear under God to a lie. I won't do it.
All right, let's discuss with National Security Attorney Bradley Moss and Fox News contributor, former Republican congressman from Utah, Jason Chaffetz. Welcome to you both, gentlemen.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Thank you.
I'm very good. But there are just minute-by-minute developments in this Mueller case. So many different people involved. Let's talk about the fact that the president said in the interview with the New York Post that he's not necessarily ruling out a pardon for Manafort. Bradley, what do you make of that?
Well, the president's been doing this since the beginning. He likes to talk. He likes to go into these conversations about things he might do, he hypothetically could do. And to an extent, he's allowed to do this. It's just political commentary. But the concern, especially given what was gone on in the last couple of days, is whether or not he is dangling a pardon to Paul Manafort. We know that there was this joint defense agreement that continued between the two legal teams even after Paul Manafort struck the plea deal and was supposed to cooperate. We now know that the special counsel is angry with Paul Manafort for allegedly continuing to lie, at least about his business dealings, but what else we don't quite know yet. We're waiting for Friday's hearing. Whether or not the president is doing this just because it's how he likes to talk, or if this is part of a strategy on his part and his legal team to try to dangle a pardon, to try to get Paul Manafort to stay quiet, we're waiting to see, but that cannot be the way this works.
Okay, well, there are a lot of folks out there objecting, saying it's an impeachable offense, that it's unethical and all kinds of other things, but the president has said there's not even been a discussion of it yet, but it's not off the table. Rudy Giuliani says he'll be treated, Paul Manafort, like anybody else who would be up for a potential pardon. Now, in that same New York Post interview, the president said that he believes, by his estimation, that Paul Manafort, Jerome Corsi, and Roger Stone have all been encouraged to lie. Here is Rush Limbaugh's take on that.
If you were Manafort, what would you do? They're asking you to lie while prosecuting you for lying. If you lie to them, even if they've asked you to, they can come back and later accuse you of lying to them. This is an untenable situation and circumstance, and it's all rooted in the fact that they've got nothing.
Jason, what do you think they have?
I don't think they have much. Remember, what they prosecuted and went after Manafort for had nothing to do with Russia and collusion or anything like that. And so I don't think they have much. The president has constitutional opportunities to use a pardon. He's answering a question from a reporter. He's not dangling out there. I think what Senator Warner said was absolutely, totally wrong. The president has the ability to pardon anybody that he wants. And he certainly wasn't barking about that when President Obama, President Clinton, and others were pardoning people. It's just an attack on Donald Trump.
Okay, so in the meantime, we have a number of interviews out there by Jerome Corsi. He says that he's willing to kind of roll the dice at this point, essentially saying that he has been truthful, he has amended where he made mistakes, and that he is not going to play ball with his plea deal. In the meantime, now we know that Manafort is facing the sentencing on Friday because the Mueller team says he has lied about all these things, Bradley, that you mentioned. Where does this leave the president, Bradley?
Well, you know what? This is coming to an end here in the sense of all the aspects of the investigation are coming towards the close. We now are getting to the final parts of whatever may or may not be a collusion angle. We know that the special counsel is going after Roger Stone. That's where Jerome Corsi came into it. If there was any type of criminal conspiracy that involved the Trump campaign, it's likely going to involve that WikiLeaks angle. We know the president's already given the written responses to the special counsel. He's already given those explanations. Whether or not the special counsel follows up remains to be seen. If there's additional questions, we're looking at this probably being done within the next 6 months. And if the president would just let the process play out, odds are he would survive legally, if not also politically.
Well, and so much of this is the court of public opinion. But Jason, you know probably better and understand this better than any of us. It's one thing when the GOP is running the House. It's going to be another when Democrats are running the House and the investigations that may come up. The president also said in an interview that if they harass him, he thinks it'll be the best thing that ever happens to him. He'll be able to counterpunch him. But he says he'll also declassify FISA warrant applications and other things that would be devastating to the Democrats. But he's holding off until he needs to use those documents. What do you make of that strategy?
Well, look, the Democrats have already foreshadowed. They've named, I think, 83 different investigations. They've presupposed those outcomes. You got to remember that you have the likes of Lindsey Graham and others in the Senate that can play ball with them like that. James Langford, Cory Gardner, other people can go back after this stuff as well. I think that the House is going to do what they can to embarrass Donald Trump on a daily basis. But try to extract documents out of the Department of Justice, even when it was Republicans trying to get it from Republicans, was exceptionally difficult.
Yeah. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Two, one, one, zero.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember that we're going to be having, gosh, all these people texting me all of a sudden. We're going to be having David Bossy on, of course, advisor to the president. He'll be with us in the next hour. At the top of the hour, we're going to be interviewing him about his new book out, Enemies of the President. Aha! I mean, just some minor little issues going on, right, with the president. Everybody wants to be your enemy when you're the president. Anyway, Trump's enemies, how the deep state is undermining the presidency. He'll be with us. And, of course, he's a co-author with Corey Lewandowski, and he's going to be with us here at the top of the hour. So we're looking forward to that interview. It's going to be very, very, very interesting. You know, and again, I'm glad we're having him on because, gosh, I have so many discussions with people, as you know, are good friends in the Tea Parties, that they want it done now. Trump's the president. It should happen now. He's a commitment. Okay, you know, I understand that. And I'm trying to tell people, over the course of 2 years, be patient. Be patient. Things will get done. Be patient. Now, if you're going to hear David Bossy tell you why there's such a bureaucracy out there. They're all at the deep state's here. And he's going to tell you. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. A21r.com. And also, NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.